time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should ever think gossip.
Why should you stop now?
I think right now is the time for gossip.
Let's dish.
Okay, we're dishing for the Daily Dust here on Morning Go. And y'all, the best story of the day is Snoop Dogg just being Snoop Dogg. He pretended to be the weatherman on Today, sharing some lighthearted weather reports for cities with cannabis-inspired names. Take a listen.
Ow, it's 57 degrees in Mary Jane Falls, Nevada.
That's right.
And then I heard it was going to be 56 degrees in Stoner, Colorado.
That's right.
But my favorite is when it's nice, hot, and misty outside, 84 degrees in Blunt, South Dakota. Sliding on down to this area right here, above the average highs, 70 degrees in Roach, Missouri. You understand me?
There's a town called Roach, Missouri? That's a new one. Get ready for a new class of Rock and Roll Hall of Famers. Mary J. Blige, Cher, Dave Matthews Band, Foreigner, Peter Frampton, Kool and the Gang, Ozzy Osbourne, and A Tribe Called Quest will all be inducted tomorrow. Dave Bautista credited WWE legend The Undertaker for giving him the best money advice he's ever received. Get a financial advisor.
Best advice that I ever got, which I always offer to, especially to like professional athletes, because a lot of professional athletes that grow up, you know, not really having much. So when you get all this money dumped on you, you just want to buy everything you can afford. And the best advice that I ever got was actually from The Undertaker, another wrestler. He said, always live beneath your means. I learned that the hard way. You know, I came out of wrestling, I literally lost everything. My house got foreclosed on, but I had a second opportunity to be successful in the film industry. Now that money in the bank means more to me than something that I don't really need. Like, I don't need a Bugatti. I'd love to have a Bugatti, but I'm not paying $3-5 million for a car because I don't need one.
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, he needs to share that information with Angel Reese, the WNBA player who's paying $8 grand a month for where she lives. It looks like Martin Short and Meryl Streep are still hanging out. They were seen out at dinner. And when we thought the screaming and shaking was done for a while.
Welcome to the Eras Tour.
Taylor Swift's Eras Tour returns to the U.S. three nights at Miami's Hard Rock Stadium. Then it's off to New Orleans and Indianapolis before Taylor heads to Canada for six shows in Toronto. In the memoir, The Meaning of Mariah Carey, the singer revealed her secret grunge album created while recording Daydream. What?
Can you drop that grunge album?
I know, right?
Drop it.
I'm so mad that I haven't done that yet.
You don't have to be mad because you're in control.
Yeah.
Do it.
I am, but who do I drop it with?
Put it, you know what would be kind of chic? If you just put it out on like GarageBand or something, like a grungy thing.
I could do that.
Yeah, the alternative rock project released as Someone's Ugly Daughter by the band Chick featured vocals re-recorded by her former roommate. The members of One Direction posted tributes to Liam Payne. Meanwhile, authorities revealed, not surprisingly, that they found drugs and alcohol in Payne's hotel room. Netflix released a teaser trailer for The Electric State starring Millie Bobby Brown and Chris Pratt about a teenager who travels through the American West alongside a robot, a smuggler, and his sidekick searching for her younger brother after a robot uprising.
We all lost something after the rebellion. Robots lost their freedom. Humans lost connection with each other. And I lost everyone I loved.
Aw, premieres March 14th on Netflix. Here's the dirt alert. I canceled my Netflix account. That's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. You're welcome.